The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. I wish everyone could be rich and famous and get everything they ever dreamed of and realize that it's not the answer. It's the answer that Jim Carrey gave to a question in an interview in the late 90s. Jim Carrey at the time was a very famous and wealthy comedian. And he made this comment about how he hopes everybody could be basically in the same position as him to realize that those things weren't the answer, weren't the thing that actually brings great happiness. There's lots of lessons that we can draw from that I think apply to the Christian life. But I actually think it helps us understand what Jesus is really doing in today's gospel. Because the gospel can seem a little bit odd. It can seem like, one, Jesus doesn't want us to have any friends. Just invite the poor and the crippled and the lame to come to a dinner with us. Don't invite your friends. Don't invite your family. And also, he wants us to kind of beat ourselves up, to not want to take places of honor or to see ourselves as good, but to kind of cut ourselves down a peg. And then maybe we'll get rewarded by being raised up to a higher position. But I think those kind of surface level readings of the gospel miss the point. Because I think what Jesus is really inviting the Pharisees and all of his disciples to do is to realize that they can be humble and also be generous. Because for us, when we hear about being poor or being rich, we assume that that's basically the effect, that's basically the goal. And I like in the quote from Jim Carrey that the goal is eventually to have enough money, enough possessions. Maybe it's being wealthy in terms of physical health. Maybe it's being wealthy in terms of power or relationships. Whatever way we would want to kind of be better and find success in life, that we think once we get there, then we will be happy. That will be the answer. But Jesus knows that that's not the answer. That if we just want more money or power or relationships, we're always going to be unsatisfied. Always going to need a little bit more. And so instead, what does God prefer? But God prefers the poor. As we heard in the responsorial psalm, that he has made a home for the poor. And again, I think when we hear that, we think of the effect or maybe the consequence, the end result of being poor. That we don't have very much stuff. I think, but that doesn't really make that much sense. It doesn't make much sense that I would want actively to have less, that God would want to punish us in that way. But for God, it's not so much the effect of being poor. It's not the end result of being poor. It's actually more like the choice to be poor and to have less. To realize that I can be content not with getting more and more money and power and relationships or things that I want, but instead that by actively choosing maybe to have less, or maybe just actively choosing to be content with what I do have, that I can actually find happiness. I think that's the kind of poor that God loves. It's not just the end result of being poor, but those that are humble enough to receive what they have and to rejoice in it. To say that what I have here and now, that is enough. And maybe it would be nice to have a little bit more. Maybe nice to have a bigger house or have this or that. I don't think that's what Jesus is necessarily condemning. But he's saying more the spirit of poverty to realize that I have enough with what I have right now. Because then that can lead to greater happiness. That can lead us to being content whether we have a lot or, frankly, we have very little. That's the kind of poverty that God can use. That can allow us to receive great honors, to be okay with being the lowest at the table. That's the kind of humility that Jesus invites us to have. To maybe not actively seek being poor, but to be content and joyful in what we do have. Not always needing more and more and more, because if we're on that kind of hamster wheel, we're never going to reach the end of it. We're going to find that there can never be enough to make us happy. It's actually the vision that the church has had throughout her history of almsgiving. Heard in the first reading at the end of it, this talk of how water quenches a flaming fire and alms atone for sins. It's not just that alms or giving to the poor is a way of kind of making up or balancing out our sins. It actually quenches it. It actually kind of puts it out like water puts out a fire. How is it that alms can help us to put out the fire of sin in ourselves? It's because by giving alms, by giving away money or time or whatever it is that we can offer to those in need, that by actually giving it away, we can realize that I do have enough. That I don't need to have more and more and more. But that I actually have enough for me, and actually in some ways it's better for me to give some of it away. To help those around me with it. That again, it's not so much the effect of being poor. It's not that it's good that we have a little bit less money or time. But it's good that we can realize that I actually have enough. I can be content and provided for by what I do have. Brothers and sisters, I think that kind of poverty is what leads to great humility. It leads us to, not beating ourselves up and wanting to be seen as less good than others. But instead with being content with what we do have. With that understanding, I think it changes the second half of this parable as well. Because we see that Jesus isn't looking to tell us that we shouldn't have friends or that we should throw these kind of silly banquets that just help out other people. But he's really calling us to be generous. To give not because anybody can give back anything to me. Not to just give to my wealthy neighbors and friends so they can maybe repay me back with a nice party or a favor. But instead that when we do give things away, to not worry about if they can give us anything in return. That in that humility, in realizing that we do have enough, we can actually really foster a spirit of generosity. Not giving with strings or attachments, but instead giving others freely. Not worried about what they will do or how they will use it, but giving because it is good to be like God in that way. Brothers and sisters, let us certainly pray that we can have those spirits of humility and generosity. That we can realize that what we do have is enough, and that by using it for the good of others, by making ourselves a little bit more poor, we can actually make ourselves like God and find joy in this life and in the life to come. But those two aspects also show us who Jesus truly is. That if we are supposed to be humble and generous, it's because Jesus was first humble and generous with us. That when he came and became man, he humbled himself. Yes, lowering himself, having less than he would have in heaven. being limited to one place and one time, being limited in what he could do in his human body, but also simply choosing to have less. But it wasn't just that Jesus had to be poor, he had to become like us. He said, I'm going to choose to be like them. I'm going to choose to have less and realize that I can actually be content and happy with this. And that I can be generous. That in giving to us without any strings or attachments, that actually leads to greater joy. That Jesus, when he gives us good gifts, never requires something in return. But instead he gives with perfect generosity. Healing us and not expecting us to use that for his good or for the good of others. But instead just healing us because that is good, to restore us to full health. Not giving us the gifts of the sacraments or the Eucharist because we have to become better and do something for him. But even if we receive it and waste it, he joyfully gives it to us anyway. Brothers and sisters, I think that's the real heart of this gospel. Is yes, it calls us to a new level of holiness, but it actually helps us to see God and see Christ in a new way. That as the exemplar of humility and generosity, it truly shows us a different way to live. One that doesn't have to battle out who has more of this or less of this. People that don't have to realize that our value or our goodness is dependent on how others see us or how we compare to those around us. But instead, by living in that humility, we can be truly content and joyful with what we have. And that whenever we give and can help others, we can do so without any strings attached. We can do so generously, just as God generously loves us. Realizing that it's not for what we will receive, but it's actually the giving that is what brings us great joy. So let us pray in this Holy Mass that we can encounter that humility and generosity of Jesus. So that as we receive him in this Holy Sacrament, that we can become like him. Content and joyful in what little or lot we do have in this life, but also finding ways to live generously that will lead us ultimately to the eternal joys of heaven.